B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Hey Omid Aleph. And the Gemara is now taking us back to the Braisa that started 2 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalet Omid Aleph. And we saw there Tana Rabbanan on a Braisa with a whole string of items. We'll soon see, we'll go back there in a moment, where the common denominator between all of them is that kiven she'ovru aleihem shloisha regalim, if from the time where you became chayev and you were committed and to bring them, and the time that you actually brought them was the 3 yomim tovim, over b'bal ta'achir, you've transgressed the avera of bal ta'achir, of not delaying. And then we saw in the Gemara there were 5 different opinions exactly how that works, when exactly you've been over, when you've transgressed the bal ta'achir. Now, one of the things on that list, the last word on Daf Dalet Omid Aleph, was Pesach, which we assume to mean the Korban Pesach. You have a Korban Pesach, you've separated a sheep for a Korban Pesach, and you didn't bring the Korban Pesach. If Shalosh Regalim pass, if 3 Yomim Tovim pass, and you don't offer it, then you've transgressed Baal Ta'achir. Says the Gemara, Pesach Bar Mikrav Bar Regalim Hu? I don't understand. All the other things mentioned in the Braisa, they're all things that you're chayev to bring, and Yom Tov is an ideal opportunity to bring them. And we saw before in the Gemara, there's a mitzvah to bring it. The first Yom Tov, you didn't bring it the first Yom Tov, there's the second Yom Tov, the third Yom Tov, and then you've transgressed the Baal Ta'achir. Korban Pesach, you can bring on Yomim Tovim. Not on Pesach, not on Shavuos, and not on Sukkos can you bring a Korban Pesach. When do you bring a Korban Pesach? Only on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach. It's the one and only day in the year, and only from Chatzos till the end of the day can you bring that Korban. Pesach Zimna Kavuyale. There's a specific set time that you have to bring that Korban. If you have a Korban Pesach and you offered it on Erev Pesach when you should have, then that's fine. Ve'ilo ikrave. And if you didn't, itchile. It can no longer be offered up as a Korban Pesach. Any time of the year you can't bring a Korban Pesach. So what does it mean? Kivon she'ovar alein shloisha regalim over b'bal ta'achir? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Chizda. Rav Chizda maintains Pesach kedin nosva. You're right. Korban Pesach shouldn't really be in the list. It was put in there for reasons we don't know, but you're right. The halachas of Baal Ta'achir do not apply to Korban Pesach. That's what Rav Chizda said. Rav Sheshes Omar. Rav Sheshes argued with Rav Chizda, and he said, I'll explain to you what the word Pesach actually means, and then you'll understand how, even though it's called a Korban Pesach, it's not really a Korban Pesach, it's actually a Korban Shlomim that can be brought any time, and therefore the halachas of Baal Ta'achir apply to them. My Pesach, what does it mean, Pesach? Shalmei Pesach is talking about a Korban Pesach, that for whatever reason you did not bring it up on Erev Pesach, then, for example, if the Korban Pesach got lost, and you needed to bring Korban Pesach, it was Erev Pesach, and you took a different animal and offered it up as a Korban Pesach, and then you found the original Korban Pesach. That original Korban Pesach now has the status of a Korban Shlomim. Now that Korban Shlomim, you cannot bring it as a Korban Pesach, of course not. But you can bring it up, and you have to bring it up as a Korban Shlomim. And that is what it means, Shalmei Pesach. And there indeed, since it's a regular Shlomim that can, or almost a regular Shlomim that can be brought up any time, the halachas of Baal Ta'achir apply. Asks the Gemara, if it's a regular Shlomim, Yehocha Hainu Shlomim. If we go back to that list on Daf Dalet Omid Aleph, it says there that the Korbonis, Chatois, Osham, Oilois, Ushlomim are in the same list of Korbonis that the halachas of Baal Ta'achir apply to them. So if you're saying that Pesach just means a Shlomim that originated from being a Korban Pesach but was not brought on Erev Pesach, but it is intrinsically, it's now a Shlomim, then it's included in Shlomim in the Braisa. So why do you have to mention Pesach independently? Answers the Gemara, Tana Shlomim Aboim Machmas Pesach, V'tana Shlomim Aboim Machmas Atzmon. There's a reason that the Braisa wants to mention that Baal Ta'achir applies to both. To both the Korban Shlomim that originated as a Korban Pesach, and a Korban Shlomim that is a regular Korban Shlomim. Solkadai Techamina, I may have thought, Hoyalu Machmas Pesach Ka'osu. Since this Shlomim called Shalmei Pesach is only a Shlomim, because it was once a Korban Pesach, then Ka Pesach Domi, It's similar to Pesach in as much as that it has to be brought up at that first opportunity, that first Yom Tov. And as Rashi says, the first Yom Tov that passes, that if you do not bring that Shlomim up, you'll be chayev for Baal Ta'achir, Komash Malon. The Brice is saying, no, that this Shlomim, even though it originated as a Korban Pesach, it has the same status as a regular Shlomim, that you'll only be chayev for Baal Ta'achir if you didn't bring it for three Regolim. Continues the Gemara. Minoa Hanemili. And now the Gemara is going to go through that whole Brisa. That Brisa that starts on Daftalud Amud Aleph has got a low. Let's just read it. Chayve Hadomim. Anybody who's obligated to bring Domim, which means somebody who committed himself to bring his own value or the value of somebody else as assessed on the market where slaves are sold. Va'erachin, a type of a vow called an erachin, which is exclusively rated by age and gender, not by ability to work. V'acharomim, a different type of vow, a cherem vow, v'akdeshes, and other things that are committed to bring to the Bedek HaBayis, the Beis HaMikdash, and chatois, a korban chatos, v'ashamois, oilois, v'shlomim, tztokois, if somebody pledges to give tztoka, or maestro is referring to maestro rishon, maestro sheni, and maestro oni, and b'choir, the firstborn of the kosher animal, or maestro, every tenth animal is Maisa Behemois, or Pesach that we've discussed, and Leket Shikcha Opeo, which are different Matnois Aniyim. In the field, one has to leave the Leket or Shikcha and Peo for the poor people. Kivan Shavra Lein Shlesha Regolim Oiver Babal Ta'achir. So we've got a Braisa with a whole list. The Gemara is now saying, Minno Hanamili. What are the sources? Where in the Torah do you see that all these things mentioned in the Braisa are subject to the Avera, to the Isser of Baal Ta'achir? The Tana Rabbanon we learned in a Braisa. And the Braisa is going to start with the Pasuk. The Pasuk reads as follows, Kisidoyer neder l'Hashem Eloikecho. If you commit yourself to make a vow, you make a neder to Hashem, Loi se'achir l'shalmo, you should not delay paying it, to bring it, to pay up what you've committed yourself to. Kidoro yishidrashenu Hashem Eloikecho, me'imoch Hashem requires it of you, v'hoyo b'cho chait, and you will have a sin if you delay. That's the Pasuk. And the Gemara is now going to focus on each word or each set of words in this Pasuk. Kisidoyer neder. This Pasuk, which is the Pasuk where it actually says, Lo yisa'achir, do not delay. The words kisidoyer neder, that's neder. Ein li elo neder. So it's anybody who makes a neder to bring a korban, he's chayev for Baal Ta'achir. Ein li elo neder, that's only a neder. Nedova, what happens if a person makes a nedova? And there's a very big difference between a neder and a nedova, and that's in the formula that was used when making the commitment. When you say a neder, it's a personal commitment. Hare or lai, I am committed to bring such a korban, and if the korban that you've dedicated for that cause gets lost, you have the responsibility to replace it. A nedova, on the other hand, is hare zu. I've dedicated this particular animal to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and if this particular animal gets lost, you do not have to replace it. So, but since the Pasuk of Baal Ta'achir says, Kisidoyer Neder, is talking about a Neder, Hare Olai, Nedova Minayin, how would you know that the laws, the halachas of Baal Ta'achir apply even to a Nedova if somebody says Hare Zu? Says the Gemara, Nemar Kan Neder. Since it says over here in the Pasuk of Lo yisa'achir l'shalmoy, it says neder, kisidor neder. V'nemar lahalon, and there's another posuk that says, V'im neder oy nedovo, zevach korboni, b'yoyim akrivu yazivcho yeochil, umimochras v'anoyser umenu yeochil. There it's talking about somebody who brings a korban either as a neder or as a nedovo. He can only eat it on the day that he brings it and the next day, but after that it's considered noisar, it's seriously also to eat it. So there, the Pasuk puts together im neder or in nedova. So ma'ala alon, in the same way as over there, nedova imoy, neder is mentioned together with nedova. Afka nedova imoy, so too here, regarding the Pasuk of Loisa Achir, that even though it only speaks about kisidoy or neder, which is the neder, we assume that it means a nedova as well. So that's as far as the words kisidor neder. We learn from there that loisa achir applies to nedorim and nedovis, which are korbonos that you've volunteered to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Not that you were chayev to bring them, you volunteered to bring them. Lashem Elokecha. The next two words in that pasuk, Kisidur Neder Lashem Elokecha. What do we learn from Lashem Elokecha? It's talking about when you committed to give something to the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be exclusively to Hashem, and the Kohanim themselves are not going to have any benefit from it at all. What is that? Eilu HaDomim HaErechin VaHaromim VaHekdeshes. Those are those commitments to bring the value of either, as we explained, Domim, Erechin, Haromim, and Hekdeshes to the Bedek HaBayis. Now the pasuk continues, the next two words, next three words, Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi. Do not delay from paying up what you have to pay. Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi, Hu V'Loi Chilufov. When it says Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi, what it means is that that requirement, anything included in Kisidur Neder Hashem Elokecha, that's where Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi applies, but the Chilufov, which is the replacement of those things, on the replacement of those things, Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply, and we'll soon see, the Gemara is soon going to explain what does this mean, what's a replacement that we're discussing here. And then the Braisa continues with the next words, the next three words in the Pasuk, Kidoro Yishid Rashenu, which means that because Hashem requires it of you, this is already not Nadorim or Nadovis, this is not something that you volunteered to give to the Beis HaMikdash, this is something you're required to bring. What is that? These are Eilu, besides for Bechoyer, Maisa Behema, Korban Pesach, besides for all, or Pesach, besides for all those, the Shalmi Pesach that we said, besides for those, you've got other Chiyuvim, for example, Chatois, Korban Chatos, Va'ashomis, Korban Oshom, Oilois, not Oilois that you volunteered, we're talking here about Oilas Re'ia, the Korban Oilo you have to bring when you come to the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Ushlomim, talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga Shlomim every year, every Yom Tov. So these are the things Kidori Shidoshenu that Hashem requires of you. And these also are subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achir. Hashem Elokecha. It says Kidori Shidoshenu, Hashem Elokecha. What's Hashem Elokecha referring to? Eilu Tzedakos. This is talking about Tzedaka, as the pasuk regarding Tzedaka says, Olachoti et Tzedaka lifnei Hashem Elokecha. The term Hashem Elokecha, which seems to be superfluous because it already says earlier in the pasuk, Kisider Neder Lashem Elokecha. Why does it say it again? Referring to Tzedakos, where Hashem Elokecha is mentioned in context of the Tzedakos, or Maestris, and regarding the Maeser you take from grains. Also, it says in the pasuk, Vochalto lifnei Hashem Elokecha Maeser Degoncha. And that's also that the halachas of Baal Ta'achir apply to them, and Bechoyer, and here the Gemara puts in Bechoyer, and it's not so clear if Rashi agreed, if Rashi's text of the Gemara had the word Bechoyer, but at least in the text we have here, that the Bechoyer is subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achir from the words Hashem Elokecha. Rashi seems to say that it's included in Kidori Shid Rashenu. Now the next word in the pasuk, Me'imoch, Kidori Shidrashenu Hashem Elokecha, Me'imoch from you. This is referring to Ze Leket Shikcha Upeo. It's talking about the Matnu Saniyim that the pasuk says, Esha Oni Imoch, using the same term, to tell us that Leket Shikcha and Peo are also subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achir. And there's a discussion that we've mentioned previously that Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis discusses how Baal Ta'achir would apply to Leket Shikcha Upeo when you don't even have to give it to the poor man. The poor man himself actually has to come and take it from the field. Where would Baal Ta'achir apply? Continues the Braisa. V'hoyo v'chochet. The last three words of this pasuk, that if you don't bring the korban and you transgress, Lo Yise'acher, you have an aveira v'hoyo v'chochet. When it says b'cho, in you, that the sin applies to you. You should have brought the korban earlier. You've transgressed this lav. But on the korban itself does not become posel, and it's still allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. That's the end of the braisa. Now the Gemara is going to discuss. Omar Mar, Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi. One of the things we saw in the braisa was that the words Lo Yise'acher L'Shalmoi is Hu V'Loi Chilufov. That the issue of Baal Ta'achir is only if you delay to bring the korban itself. But if you have a chilufin, if you have a something that was a replacement, so to speak, of that korban, on that replacement, the halachas of Baal Ta'achir would not apply. Asks the Gemara, chilufei mai, What are you replacing? Ichilufe oila. Are we talking about a replacement oila? Which means that if you had a korban oila, you need to bring it up to the on the mizbeach, and it got lost. You took another korban in its place, and you brought it on the mizbeach, and then you found the original oila. That original oila. That's how the Bach, the text of the Bach in Rashi. That's how he explains this. That original oila is called chilufe oila. Ichilufe oila ushlamim, or the same would be with the korban shlamim. Then mikra of korvi. It's a regular korban. It was dedicated to be a korban oila. You have to bring it as a korban oila or a korban shlamim. And since you have to bring it up on the mizbeach, then why would it not be included in the words, in the pasuk of loisacher leshalmoi? Why would that be true that there's no halachas of bal ta'achir on them? Ichilufe chatos. Are we talking about a korban chatos that a different animal was brought up instead? Lemisa ozla. We've learned early on in Shas that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai of chamisho chatois hameisois. There are five different types of korban chatos in Tmura Daf Tezayin. It's a sugya that actually have to be put to death or let to die. And one of them is a chatos shekipru ba'alem, that the owners got atoned for that avera with a different animal. You can't bring it on the mizbeach. If you can't bring it on the mizbeach, of course there's no bal ta'achir. Lemisa ozle goes to death. Elomai chilufov. Which chilufov could the Braisa be talking about? What type of replacement could the Braisa be talking about that we need a posuk to tell us that the halachas of bal ta'achir do not apply to them? It's talking about chilufei toida. And what is this chilufei toida that we're talking about? The Tani we learned, Reb Chiya taught a Braisa, toida shenis arva bitumuroso. If you have a korban toida, and it was either replaced either as a regular chalipin, just a replacement, or a tmura. We don't need to go now into the differences between these korbanos, but now we have two animals that are both, so to speak, that's trying to fulfill that requirement of that korban toida. And these two animals, the original toida and the tomorrow, the replacement toida, got mixed up, and we don't know which is the original one and which is the replacement one. And we have an issue with that. Umeisa achas men, and one of them dies. If they're both still alive, both animals are alive, we don't have a problem. We can offer them both, and then we'll offer the we know that every korban toida comes with 40 different chalois, with breads, with matzos, which we learn about in Maseches Menachos. And those, whatever had to be done, those breads would be offered, and with a condition, so to speak, of whichever animal was the korban toida, here are the accompanying breads. However, if one of the two animals died, and now the other one is going to be brought on the mizbeach as a korban toida, the problem is, we don't know if this animal that survived, is that the original toida or the replacement toida. What would be the difference? The problem is that we learned that chaverto, that second animal, the surviving toida, einei takona. There's nothing you can do with it. Hey chalevit, what should we do with it? Likoriv, you want to offer it onto the mizbeach? You can't. Velikriv lechem ba'ador, you want to then offer up the animal, this toida, as a toida, and the breads to be offered with it? Dilma tmurahi. Maybe this animal is not the original toida, it's the replacement toida, and the halacha is, replacement toidas do not get brought with the breads. Likoriva bloy lechem, you're going to say offer it up on the mizbeach as a korban toida without the breads, dilma toidahi, maybe it's the original toida and you have to offer the breads as well, so you can't offer it. And this is the chilufei toida. So this korban toida now, the pasuk is telling us that there's no halachas of bal ta'achir. Bal ta'achir only applies to an original toida, not to this replacement toida. Says the Gemara, Vakiven Delav Basakrovahi Krolim Ute Lomali. I don't understand. You just said I can't offer up on the Mizbeach at all. So I don't need the Pasuk to say there's no Bal Ta'achir. I don't have the opportunity to bring it up on the Mizbeach at all. Where does Bal Ta'achir come into it? Omar of Sheishes La Oilom Limute Chilufi Oila Oshlomim. Rav Sheshe says we're going back to what we said earlier, that the Chilufov, which is not subject to the Alochas of Bal Ta'achir, is the Chilufei Oila Oshlamim, but not the case we mentioned before, because the case we mentioned before, Chilufei Oila Oshlamim, are regular Oila Oshlamim. There's no reason Balta Acher should not apply to them. V'hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about a specific case. Kegoin she'ovru alav shnei regalim, the original Oila or the original Shlamim, he didn't bring it the first Yom Tov, he didn't bring it the second Yom Tov. He's got one more Yom Tov left, and then he's transgressed Balta Acher. V'humam, and then between the second and third Yom Tov, it became blemished. It's a mum. They redeemed this, the status of Oila Oshlomim from this animal onto another unblemished animal. And now that other animal is in place. And now the next Yom Tov, he didn't bring the korban. So Salkadai Techamina, I may have thought, since this second Oila Oshlomim is only an Oila Oshlomim to replace the original one, and the original one has already been through two Yomim Tovim without being brought, now Commander Ovrolov Gimel Regalim Domi, it's as if this Korban has been through three Yomim Tovim and he's transgressed Balta Achir, Kumash Malon, that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us. No. When it says in the Pasuk, Lois Achir Leshalmoi, that it's only Baal Ta'achir is only on that original one. But on the replacement Oila Oshlomim, the halachas of Baal Ta'achir do not apply. Asks the Gemara, Ul Reb Meir da Omar, kivan she'ovar alov regel echod, oivar b'Baal Ta'achir. Reb Meir, who says that, and we saw this earlier on the Daled Omad base, Reb Meir holds that Baal Ta'achir is always, you transgress Baal Ta'achir with just one Yom Tov. The first Yom Tov you could have brought the Korban, you didn't. You've transgressed Baal Ta'achir. So according to him, such a case would never happen. So how's Reb Meir going to explain the V'loi Chilufov, this animal? What's the case of an animal which is a replacement that Baal Ta'achir does not apply? Ma'ikel Emeima, how are you going to explain it? According to Reb Meir, if you became chayev, the oila, for example, you have to bring it that first Yom Tov. What happens if in the middle of Yom Tov the animal got a blemish? V'chiluloy, and he redeemed it, and now he has another one. V'ovar alov aregel, and now the end of Yom Tov, came to the end of Yom Tov. He didn't bring that korban till the end of Yom Tov. Sal kadai techamina, I may have thought, hoyelu mikoyach kama ka'asi, since this second animal is a replacement of the first animal, command v'ovar alov kula regel, it's as if a whole Yom Tov has passed, and this animal wasn't brought, and according to Reb Meir, he's going to be chayev Baal Ta'achir. Kulei regel domi, komash malon, that's what the Brice is telling us, that no, that the halachas of Baal, the regular halachas of Baal Ta'achir, do not apply to this replacement animal. And when the Brice says, hu v'loi chilufov, it doesn't mean that the halachas of Baal Ta'achir don't apply at all to this replacement animal. No, all it means is that it doesn't combine with the original animal to make either three regalim, according to Tanakama, or one whole regel, according to Reb Meir. But obviously, this new replacement animal is subject to the halachas of Baal Ta'achir, that we start counting the three regalim from now, and three regalim later, will, if he doesn't bring this korban onto the Mizbeach, he will have transgressed Baal Ta'achir. And so to according to Reb Meir, then since this animal only became a korban in the middle of Yom Tov, by the end of Yom Tov, it's not yet going to be chayev Baal Ta'achir. But indeed, if the next Yom Tov comes and he doesn't bring it, he will be chayev for Baal Ta'achir. Continues the Gemara. V'hoya b'cha chet, v'loy b'korban cha chet. So we saw the end of the Braisa. The end of the Braisa says that the last words of the Pasuk, V'hoya b'cha chet, that you will have the Avera if you delay bringing the Korban, but V'loy b'korban cha chet. On the Korban itself, the sin doesn't affect, and that means it's not a Pasul Korban, it can be brought. Says the Gemara, V'ho mehocha nafka. Are you telling me that the source, that a Korban that has passed the Baal Ta'achir time, for example, according to Tanakama, three regalim have passed, and he hasn't brought the korban, and he's done the avera of Baal Ta'achir, of delaying bringing the korban. You're allowed to bring the korban, it's still kosher. Are you suggesting that you learn it from these words in the Pasuk, V'hoya b'chochet, mid achirim nafka, we learn it out from achirim in a braisa. The Tani we learnt in a braisa. Achirim oimrim, yochil yehei b'chir, she'ibrosh nosi. If you have a b'chir, an animal that has to be brought, the firstborn of the kosher animal has to be brought onto the Mizbeach as a korban. She'ov rosh nosi, There's a mitzvah lekatchila to bring that korban during its first year. Now, every year typically has three regalim. So if this bechor, he was of Rosh Nos, he became a year old, which means that you've definitely, or let's assume for this point, you've transgressed Baal Ta'achir. So bechor sh'ib Rosh Nosi, kipsulei hamukdoshim. I may have thought, says Achirim, I would have entertained the idea that it's got the same halachas as a regular korban that has a blemish, which has a mum, v'yivsoil, it will be possible, because you've transgressed the avera of Baal Ta'achir. Talmud loyma, says Achirim, for that we have a special pasuk. The pasuk says, v'ochalto lifnei Hashem aleikecho, you should eat before Hashem, b'mokim ha'shiyivchar lachshakin shmoisham, in Yerushalayim, ma'asar degon chotiroishcho v'yitzorecho, the meiser of the grains, the wine, and the oil, and the firstborns of your cattle, and the big animals, coming to Yerushalayim helped a person tune in to being connected to Hashem his whole life. So we see that the pasuk puts together the meiser of the grains together with the firstborns of the animals, the korbonis. Makish, we compare bechor lemeiser. Ma meiser, in the same way as regular meiser, einoi nifsel mishono lechaverto, it does not become possible if you don't give the meisters to the way the meisters are supposed to go in the first year. And this is learnt out explicitly from psukim. The pasuk says mktzei sholei shonim vegoimer, etc. The psukim say that after 3 years, what do you do with the meisters? But you see that it doesn't have to be brought that first year. Af b'chayr, so too, b'chayr einu nifsal mishono l'chaverto. A b'chayr, even though you should bring it in the first year, if you didn't, it doesn't become possible. Even though, if you didn't bring it in the first year, you will have, we assume that three regalim have passed, and then you've transgressed Baal Ta'achir. So I see clearly from Achirim that even after transgressing Baal Ta'achir, the animal is still kosher. So why does the Brice have to say that we learn out v'ha'ya b'chochet v'lo'y b'korbon chochet? I don't need these words of v'ha'ya b'chochet to teach me that. I can learn it from this pasuk that Achirim learnt it from. Says the Gemara, no. It's for chanidit, kosol kudait chamina, I may have thought hanemili b'chayr. I may have thought that b'chayr is more lenient, and therefore even after he's transgressed Baal Ta'achir, then you can still bring the korban. Why? Delav bar hartzohi. Bechor is not a type of korban that's brought in order to have atonement or to appease Hashem with it. A doirin, as the Gemara in Zvachim discusses, it's just a different type of korban. So over there, it's more lenient. I would have thought maybe only there, if you transgress Baal Ta'achir, you can still bring it. But other korbanos, which are lahartzoh, for atonement, maybe there, the halachas are more stringent, and after you've transgressed Baal Ta'achir, you can no longer bring the korban. I may have thought that because you've done an avera of Baal Ta'achir, they will no longer atone for you. Komash malon. That's why I need the words in this price of ahoya b'chochet v'loy b'korbon chochet to teach me that even in other korbonis, the sin of Baal Ta'achir does not affect the validity of the korban. Says the Gemara, okay, I understand that Achirim is not an issue. V'akata mid ben Azai nafka, that was ben Azai in a brisa, who he would, it seems, learnt this halacha from a second source. And then the question would be, why do I need to learn it out from v'hoya b'cho chet? The tani we learnt in a brisa ben Azai oimir, the pasuk says as follows. And this is a pasuk talking about pigul. Pigul typically means that a person did one of the four main avoidos, activities of bringing a korban, either shchita, kabbalah sadam, receiving the blood, taking the blood to the mizbeach, or throwing the blood on the mizbeach. If any of those four were done with the intentions of eating the korban outside the time frame allotted to it, there are more details, but that's the basic pigul. So such a type of korban is called pigul and was not allowed to eat it. Eating it is punishable by koros. So the pasuk says, "V'him me'ochel yochel mi'besar zevach shlomov b'yoyim ha'shlishi lo yirotze hamakriv oisoi lo yichoshev lo yipigul yev ha'nefesh ha'yicheles mimenu avoino tisa." So in this pasuk, Ben Azai said, it says, "Oisoi lo yichoshev lo yipigul." Ma Talmud Loima, why does it have to say that this korban, which is called pigul, is totally invalid? Why do they need oisoi? what we're trying to exclude. Lefi she'nemar, since it says in the pasuk that we've been discussing at length, lo yisa'acher l'shalmoi, do not delay to bring your korbanos, and we've learned all the korbanos and everything that's included in this bracket. Shemei ani, I may have entertained the thought that af ma'acher nidrei, bebal yirotzeh, that somebody who does delay and doesn't bring the korban within the time of Baal Ta'acher, within the Gimel Regolim, according to Tanakama, then also the concept of lo yirotzeh, which it says over there by Pigul, applies to it, and it's an invalid korban. Talmud Leima, that's why it says by Pigul, oisei, only this animal, oisei b'lo yirotzeh, only that animal is totally invalid and is not going to atone. Ve'ein ma'achir nidrei b'lo yirotzeh. But somebody who the only avera he did was he delayed bringing the korban onto the mizbeach, there it does not invalidate the korban. So if so, we've got a question: why do I need the words in the brayse? Why is the brayse say that v'hoya b'chochet v'loy b'korban chochet? I can learn it out from oisoy b'lo yirotzeh v'ein ma'acher nidroy b'lo yirotzeh. Elo says the Gemara b'chochet. What do we learn from v'hoya b'chochet? Not like it says in the Braisa that v'hoya b'chochet v'loy b'korban chochet. No, v'hoya b'chochet elo b'chochet v'loy b'ishta chochet. It's trying to say that if you delay bringing a korban, it means that you've done the avera, but your wife will not suffer from it. It's not as if she did the avera. So k'day t'chamina, I may have thought hoyel v'omer Rabbi Yechanan, since Rabbi Yechanan v'tem Rabbi Loza, or Rabbi Loza said ein ishtoi shel odom misa, a person's wife dies before her destined time to pass away, if he stole something and they asked him for the money back, and he doesn't have to give it back, and the Gemara in Zvachim explained that his wife must have had some part in this, then his wife will die early. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishli, if you haven't got to pay the gezel, what you stole, then why? The literal translation is, why should your bed be taken away from under you? But this is just a way that the Pasuk is telling us, according to this Joshua, telling us that his wife is going to pass away. So Eima, I may have thought, Bahai Ovoin de Baal Ta'achir, that if you delay bringing a korban beyond the time of Baal Ta'achir, Nami Ishta Mesa, also his wife will die. Komash Malon, that's what the words V'hoya V'chochet to say, no, you're the one that's done the Avera, and the Avera in no way is attributed to your wife. And Emir Tzashem, in the next Gemara, in the next Shir, we're going to continue from here.